Good morning. Court Radio is now in session. Call 215-227-2727. When you've got legal questions, we've got the answers. This is Court Radio. And now here's your host, Dean Weitzman.
Welcome back. I'm Dean Weitzman, your host of Court Radio every Saturday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. right here on 100.3 WRMB.
And Classics 107.9.
There you go. Good morning, folks. If you've got a legal issue today, give us a call at 215-227-2727, the number for all things legal in your world. Put that number in your cell phone. Whenever you have a legal issue, you can give us a call. You can also email me at dean@myphillylawyer.com. dean@myphillylawyer.com. And you can follow me on TikTok under My Philly Lawyer. Because we are doing the TikTok thing right now on a regular. Not only am I answering legal issues on TikTok, but I'm giving you a little insight into my world. So,
what a world that is.
Yeah, just
we should all be so lucky.
Just pop on over to TikTok, and I think we are up to about, 20, 25 talks or ticks. How do you say that?
Videos.
Views, I don't know either.
Yeah. I'll call them ticks.
You'll call them ticks?
Yeah, we got about 25 or 30 ticks up. And most of them are, like a little insight into the life and times of Dean Weitzman.
What a life.
But if you've got a question today, if you've got something you've been thinking about, something that's affected your family, 215-227-2727, and we'll get you on the air. I actually called a radio show, a talk show this week myself.
Hmm. Yeah. What was that?
I won't mention the radio show because I think that's illegal.
It's frowned upon.
It's frowned upon. But the question was, do you use subtitles when watching TV? And there was a study that found that depending on the age, those 30 and under were substantially more likely to watch TV using closed captioning or subtitles. And as you age up, the chances of you using it diminish. I happen to use closed captioning.
So do I.
For two reasons. One, I'm getting older and if I miss something hearing wise, I can catch it on the screen. But more importantly, as you guys know, my wife is Chinese. Mm-hmm. And she uses the closed captioning because her understanding of English isn't as good as ours. But she can read it and then hear it, and it makes more sense to her.
Because I know, me personally, I watch a lot of Hong Kong action films.
Oh, so that's dubbed? Is it dubbed?
No,
or is it,
oh, it's in subtitle.
So it's in Chinese.
They're speaking in Chinese or Mandarin,
right?
But the subtitles are English.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I'll read the English subtitles to be
Which is better than dubbing. That looks
right. Cool.
That looks crazy when they do dub a movie.
It sounds crazy when they dub a movie.
Yeah.
Subtitles, but you really got to watch the screen. You can't like walk away or anything. You really
and that's why 30-year-olds and under are using them because they're on their phone.
Right.
They're multitasking.
Exactly.
Because they all have ADD and they can't focus on one thing. They need like three or four things at the same time.
Yeah.
Have you noticed that commercials have gotten shorter and shorter? 10 seconds, 15 seconds, 30 seconds. The commercials were always at least a minute.
Yeah, no, there's no 1 minute commercials.
Never.
No, you got
low attention span.
Well, it's a price too.
Yeah,
the longer the commercial is,
the more it costs.
But the minute or 30 seconds was always the standard.
Now it's
like quick 15 seconds, quick 10 seconds, boom, and you're supposed to get it.
Well
they're ticking.
Yeah.
They're ticking, talking.
Exactly.
215-227-2727. Let's give you an update on hair relaxer litigation. It's not a good one. I mentioned it last week. I will say it again. When these cases are in their infancy, we use a wide net because we're not certain all the time what will be a good case and what won't. And what we've uncovered with hair relaxer is the ability medically to connect fibroids leading to hysterectomies the medical documentation, the medical information is not able to draw a strong causal connection between fibroids and hysterectomies that were caused by hair relaxer. What we can demonstrate with a significant degree of certainty is that uterine cancer, endometrial cancer, cervical cancer, these gynecological cancers are definitely, there is a twofold increase in the likelihood you will incur one of those cancers if you've regularly used hair relaxer. And so those cases that we've originally taken that are the fibroids and hysterectomies are on hold. We are not closing them. We are still working with the doctors to try to show that connection because we believe it exists. But if we don't have medical documentation to make that connection, we're not going to be able to move forward on those claims. Those claims are being held, and we're not taking any new claims for fibroids leading to hysterectomies connected with hair relaxer. However, if you have had or have uterine cancer, endometrial cancer, cervical cancer, those cases are good cases, cases we continue to take and we will prosecute. So if you have that, or if you know a family member who has that, and if that cervical or endometrial or uterine cancer led to a hysterectomy, which they often do, that's still a case. It's just the fibroid cases that we are having trouble making the medical causal connection. And so those cases will be held if you've already been signed up. And if you have not, we are not taking those cases currently. 215-227-2727, the number for all things legal in Philly. And now we're on to Donald D.T. Trump.
Who?
Woo!
You mean PO 1135390?
Yeah. He has surrendered. He has been processed. His mugshot has been taken. And he is on to case number 4. Will any of them get tried before the election?
Dean, are they singing now?
Well, but that's a great question because I believe Chesbrough.
The first guy.
Yeah. And I forgot the second person. They're requesting what's
Eastman
are requesting what's called a speedy trial.
Yes.
Which means that they've set a date for October 23rd.
Right.
Was it? So. You know what I kind of see is that if they go to trial, and
they would have to be separated from him.
They would be separated from him. Trump's lawyer gets to see the playbook as far as what they have, and how they're going to prosecute. And it seems to me they would have a bit of an advantage. You know, once you see like the playbook, almost like, you know, like a basketball when. You know, when they
football.
Or football, when they call timeout because they see how the defense is set up. They call timeout and go, okay, we see how the defense is set up. Let's change the bingo.
Yeah, it would be somewhat of an advantage. But I don't think that's going to happen. I think that they will take the lead with Trump. I think that if that happens, they will push that trial back.
But Trump is, they can take a year, 2 years if they, you know, because.
They who can take what? His team to gather up?
His team is all about delay.
The longer they delay, the better it is for him.
I say correct. That the cases will go forward in February
of 2024.
Yep. Yep, that's my prediction. February of 24, all cases go forward.
So, Dean, again, there are 19 people, 18 of which are not Donald Trump, many of which can't afford their own legal fees, including Rudy Giuliani. Come on, 18 different people, 18 different stories. Someone's going to start copping, please.
They already are.
Yeah, some people are. Yeah. I mean,
well, especially in
the fake electors are already saying, I just did what I was told to do by
Trump.
Right.
Yeah, they actually said that. 215-227-2727. If you want to jump in on our conversation or you got a legal issue, today's the day to do it right here at 100.3 WRMB Court Radio.
Last on Trump, real for you.
Yes.
As an attorney.
Mm-hmm.
This guy goes through attorneys like drinking water from a fountain. I mean, one and after another, he finds them. They seldom get paid. I know they know this. What is the attraction or the appeal of taking on Donald Trump as a client?
Yeah, I guess it's the notoriety, you know, that you're going to be front and center on every news cycle for the next year or two. There's a downside to that. There's a risk, and that is that you will become persona non grata to a large segment of the population because of that representation. So I don't know. It's good and bad. Yeah.
You know, depending on.
And I'm sure attorneys wise up and say, okay, I'll undertake your representation. The initial retainer will be $7 million. And get the check in my office before I enter my appearance. You know, they have to have figured that much out, don't you think?
You would think.
Yeah.
But none of the things that we're seeing now, there are precedents for it all. I've never seen a lot of the stuff that we're seeing now ever in 61 years of living. It's all new. We're in new ground here, Dean.
But this attorney is very interesting because there's another high profile, if you are following of hip hop, RICO case happening, and it involves two rappers, Young Thug and Gunna. And Trump's attorney is Gunna's attorney. So how are we having two high-profile RICO cases in the same state happening at the same time?
And by the way, she's a champion when it comes to RICO cases. This is her thing.
Fonnie knows her stuff. But the attorney has two high-profile RICO cases happening at the same time.
And that's the reason. That's allegedly the reason why Trump picked him is because he has a high amount of experience, a deep amount of experience in RICO litigation. And so there was that reason was Trump's basis for picking this
particular
attorney.
And it's also an excuse. I have this attorney. He has this other client. He may have to.
Yeah. Listen, you know, you can handle two cases at the same time. I mean, what are you, crazy? Attorneys have, you know, a docket of, you know, 50 or more cases that they're juggling at the same time. They're not all going to come to trial at the same time. It can only be one at a time. A lot of the legal issues are the same. And so the research you do, the briefs you draft on one will help you with the other. 215-227-2727.
Do you find yourself having to – do people ask you – I'm sorry.
No, I was just going to say the question is whether there are some legal scholars who now say that Trump doesn't have the ability to run or serve at this point, that the allegations that he created an insurrection in and of itself under the 14th Amendment would bar him from running for office. You know, so I don't know.
I can tell you the Constitution says there is no mention of criminal charges or civil liability of any kind as disqualifying someone from running for or serving as president in the Constitution.
That is true, Your Honor. But the Constitution does mention insurrection. It was created after the Civil War, and it was trying to weed out those that were responsible for starting the Civil War from the South. And so it isn't the fact that he's a criminal. It, you know, all those other crimes may not preclude him. It's the fact that he was an instigator of the insurrection.
But that has to go to trial, and that has to be that
Well, it doesn't say that you have. The Constitution doesn't say that one has to be found guilty of insurrection. Just that one has participated.
So even so, being that he was indicted on the January 6th charges, as per the Constitution, or how we
even
read
forget
it.
Indictment. I think that if there's just evidence. And we had our own eyes and ears to watch him, you know, whip up the crowd and send them down to the Capitol. So that unto itself is enough proof that he was responsible for instigating the insurrection, and that would keep him from running for the office of president.
I don't get it, because he's running for the office of president.
Yes, because nobody has filed a lawsuit to preclude him from doing that based upon the insurrection. That could still be another claim coming down the pike.
You have to see, and if you remember how Donald Trump thinks, if you've been following Trump for many, many decades, and Roy Cohn, they see life differently than we do. In his world, it's who can finish with the most toys at the top, battle survival. All of this is part of life. He's had lawsuits all his life and appeals all his life. Delay, delay, delay. This is all he's ever done. This is how he's lived. He's used to this. I think he's scared for the first time. I think he's scared than he's ever been. But this is par for the course. And I think if we're all paying attention, we really should get a great legal education from all of this, if we pay attention.
Now, there may be, you know, reason to say, I'm back and forth on this, let him run and hold off the trials until after he's lost. Because there's...
if he doesn't? God forbid.
Well,
that's a whole different question. Because then let's say that he wins, right?
Then that's the will of the people.
Guess what?
You know, I mean, if Americans want to have somebody as low as Donald Trump to run this country, then we're in a sad place, and maybe the experiments failed.
But the question is, let's say he wins, right? And he's found guilty of any of the RICO charges, and maybe 90 days. Is he really running the country?
Like Pablo Escobar and John Gotti from his cell.
From his cell.
Yep.
Running the country.
He's not incapacitated. He's not. He can talk. He can walk. He's of health. He runs the country from the cell.
No, but there's one small part to that, though. You forget how much confidential information a president deals with.
Stopped him before. You know,
well, but in jail, where are you having a private conversation in jail where all your conversations are recorded and heard?
No, he's not in general population. He's got Secret Service. He's up there
Can you imagine your Secret Service detail? I got to be in jail with you?
That's right.
No.
It's like the movie Hancock. He's a superhero, but he got to stay in jail.
Oh, I quit if I'm Secret Service. I quit. I don't care about these benefits or nothing.
My POTUS, I'm trying to tell you.
I have more faith in our country than that. And I believe that he does not stand a chance to win a general election. He may win a Republican primary.
Absolutely, he'll win the primary. They're that stupid.
Okay. He may.
I don't care. It's the truth.
Yeah.
Truth hurts. Then it'll piss you off. Go on.
He may win the primary, but he cannot win the general election. I have faith in the men and women of this country. Yeah,
Independents are smarter. They're not falling.
One thing is for sure, he cannot win Pennsylvania ever again.
That's going to happen.
Okay, because Pennsylvania is a really, really important state in that electoral college. We can't let that happen.
It's not going to happen.
I'm just saying.
On this side is Pennsylvania, Ohio, and Florida.
Florida's gone.
All right?
Florida's gone.
That's DeSantis country.
Right. Florida's gone. So all you really... Right.
By the way, did you watch that debate? Any of it?
No.
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Nikki Haley, man. Nikki Haley.
Maybe.
She had the guts to tell the truth.
Right.
She's the only woman up there. She's going to stand out anyway, and she stood out even more.
Right. And that's why she's not going to win the nomination.
The Vivek Ramaswamy dude, though, is a MAGA. They love him. They love that guy.
Guess what? He's going for vice president. You know, it reminded me that whole debate was like the
interview.
Was an interview. It was the vice president debate without, you know, calling it the vice president debate.
It was amazing.
None of them are going to win the GOP nomination. However, one of them is going to be a running mate.
And they all got the memo, the blue suit, red tie, white shirt, every single one of them. Come on.
So, the Vivek guy, he's trying to be on the ticket.
Looks like Gazoo. I'm with Dean. I think as a nation, we are smart enough not to make this mistake again. We have to be.
Yeah, I don't even think it's going to be a close call. I think, and even if his opponent is Joe Biden, who does not have a lot of excitement behind him because of his age, okay, primarily, but that people see him as being too infirm to be the president of the United States, to be our public spokesperson, our leader. So just about anybody else, if they are if they make it through the nomination process for the Republicans, which is really crazy, because if the Republicans don't want Joe Biden to be the next president again of the United States, they need to elect somebody other than Donald Trump. And they're caught up in this cycle where they can't do it.
The big lies got them held by the you know what. They got to stick with that. They're afraid to speak the truth. I hear you about Joe Biden. He ran because he needed to save democracy.
Yes.
He didn't want to run. He didn't want to. He ran to save. You want to think someone's grooming. You want to think Kamala, whomever. But I don't know where that person's going to come from.
Gavin
Newsom's a great dude.
He's got a lot of political baggage.
Stop. Who has more baggage than Donald Trump? Are you serious? It doesn't matter anymore.
Yeah, but Donald Trump has a cult following him.
Exactly. It doesn't matter anymore.
And nobody else does.
No, it does. Not to this extent.
Because, like I told you before, Democrats, voters, they overthink.
Independents down. Think independent voters now.
They overthink too.
Not as much as Democrats.
When you're in a cult, you think monotone.
You don't think, you follow.
Exactly. When you have a thinker, they're going, well, he did this. Well, he might be. You know what I mean? We overthink it.
The biggest problem we have in America is we don't have civics taught in high schools and schools. So folks really understand politics. This
education
social media education folks are getting is ruining things.
Education is a whole other issue.
Oh, my God.
All right. We just beat this to death. But
Well, even your boy said when he was talking about Hillary, somebody running with all this baggage, indictments, shouldn't be running. Trump said this himself, and he's doing it.
Did you call him my boy?
I'm sorry.
What?
I'm sorry. What? My no, Freudian slip.
It's a hood thing.
It's a cultural thing.
Even when you're talking about somebody you don't like, you're like,
Don't put him in any camp I belong to. No. That was a racist thing that just happened.
I'm sorry.
No.
I must be purged. I leave now.
215-227-2727. There's a new 4-day work week bill being proposed in Pennsylvania. The legislature has proposed a new bill to create a 4-day work week. It's about to be introduced in the legislature. It would require businesses with more than 500 employees to reduce their work week from 40 to 32 hours a week. However, less work hours means less pay. Rep. G. Ronnie Green, who plans to introduce the legislation soon, says the 40-hour work week was put into place 85 years ago and no longer fits the needs of today's society. I want to know what you think about that.
Wait a minute. There was a little, you missed a part.
He said it very fast.
No, you're not going to get paid less.
Oh, you're not?
No. However, less work hours will not mean less pay. You will work 32 hours and you will still get your 40-hour pay.
However, if you are an hourly employee, you may receive less pay.
Of course. Yes.
Well, I mean, that's always with the hourly.
Long time ago.
Right. But, But if
I would presume you get no lunch breaks. I don't know. Yeah, I mean, you know.
You have to have lunch breaks every
So you're not really working 32 hours, then you're working 28
See,
hours.
This is how a boss thinks.
Yeah, well, I mean, you're not working 32 hours. You're working 28. You got an hour break every day for lunch.
An hour?
Where?
That's what I give my employees.
You're real good with that.
No.
It's a half hour most of the time.
Oh, I'm going to have to rethink
Long time
that.
Ago.
No, don't do it. Be nice guy. Be nice guy.
Stay nice. Stay being nice, Dean.
All right.
There's a TV show with Kevin Hart called He's the Mayor. There's going to be a big strike. And the way he settled it, Dean, was I can't give you more money, but I can give you more time with the money you have. So he gave them more vacation time, more administrative leave time, blah, 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 blah. And that was the solution. I like this idea. 4-day work week. Catch up with the rest of the world.
We're becoming Europe because in Europe, you know, they have and they have long breaks because they have like siestas.
Siesta.
Yeah. So
bring that back.
And then they get like the entire month of August off.
We work too hard in America. We do work more than any other. We work harder. We don't take enough time off. We don't vacation enough.
That's
we're
true.
Burning ourselves out.
Yeah.
We do.
Well, I don't think it's going to happen this go round, but it's being proposed.
Do you like the idea? Needs to be amended and tweaked a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, look, I'm very, you know, if I look at my own office, I mean, people take a lot of time. You know, I don't really watch that. I just want them to tell me when they're going to not be there. Mm-hmm. But other than that, there's a lot of freedom in my office to take time. You know, and as long as that's exchanged with, like, yes, on Friday I was talking to an employee and it was 5:40 or something and he was still at the office. And I said, what are you still doing there? And he said, I got work to do.
There you go.
And so, but on the other hand, when people need to take time off, they got appointments or whatever, or they have to take a personal day, I don't look and go, hey, you've used up your personal days. I'm going to dock you for that.
Mm.
Nobody gets docked in my office.
But it's the big corporations that this is geared towards because they give their employees practically nothing.
Yeah.
You know.
But does productivity drop, though? That's the issue, right?
No, I don't. Well, there's a couple of things you can do. If you have a 32-hour work week, you can hire more employees, you know, based on who's going to take the Monday off or who's going to take the Friday off.
Well, then you're going to increase your salary base.
Increase your salary base, yeah.
Right.
And that's
why it's not going to happen.
Well, if that were to result in greater productivity and you had more income and the bottom line profits were going up, then it might. But, you know, again, at the end of the day, an employer wants to see, is the company making more money or less money with this process? And if the argument can be made that you'll be making more money because your employees will work harder for the 32 hours than they do for the 40 hours, then maybe it is something that we can think about.
What businesses benefit from the now 3-day weekend? If it's not going to be a 5-day work week, we now all have three weeks. So who benefits from that?
Yeah, maybe restaurants. You know, maybe you've got more leisure time to go out and eat.
3-day weekend, if it's a holiday, does that turn into the 4-day weekend?
Of course. Because once you have four days of work, you want...
Four days on, four days off? Is that the way it's going to be?
And that's the mentality that employers hate, okay? If you're working 4 days, you don't ask for the holiday off. You incorporate that into your time off.
You want me to work Christmas?
Yeah. Well, no. I mean, but that's going to be one of the 3 days off that week.
Yeah.
You don't get that in addition to. So, and the employee mindset is, oh, no, I work 4 days. This is a holiday week. I'm going to work 3 days. And that's where there's the ebb and flow.
Wow.
215-227-2727. That's the number. If you got a legal issue today and you want to talk about it, you give us a call. We'll be right back after this 2-minute break.
I'm Dean Weitzman. If you have a history of using chemical hair straighteners and have been diagnosed with uterine or endometrial cancer, call My Philly Lawyer now at 215-227-2727. Frequent use of chemical hair relaxers can double the risk of uterine and endometrial cancer. If you've been affected, we will fight for you. Call 215-227-2727. My Philly Lawyer, when winning matters most.
When we say winning matters most, we mean it. My Philly Lawyer just helped secure an $80 million victory for a client suffering from a defective medical product. Whether it's a motor vehicle, workplace, or medical malpractice injury, My Philly Lawyer gets results.
If you've been injured and want aggressive, thoughtful, thorough representation, call My Philly Lawyer first.
Philly's legal champions. 215-227-2727. My Philly Lawyer. When winning matters most.
I grew up here, went to school here, raised my kids here. I know Philly, and Philly knows me. I started My Philly Lawyer because if you've been injured, your lawyer matters, and choosing someone local matters. It matters to the insurance company, it matters to the jury, and most importantly, your lawyer matters when it comes to getting results. If you've been injured, call us now, 215-227-2727. My Philly Lawyer, when winning matters most.
I'm Dean Weitzman. If you have a history of using chemical hair straighteners and have been diagnosed with uterine or endometrial cancer, call My Philly Lawyer now at 215-227-2727. Frequent use of chemical hair relaxers can double the risk of uterine and endometrial cancer. If you've been affected, we will fight for you. Call 215-227-2727. My Philly Lawyer, when winning matters most.
More legal answers? Here's more Court Radio with your host, Dean Weitzman.
I'm sorry. This is, you know, live radio, so sometimes even the pros make a mistake.
Well, you know.
Yeah. All right, we're back. I'm Dean Weitzman. This is Court Radio, and we were having a little studio conversation. I want to share with you today I'm going to share a case that I may have mentioned before, and that is a claim against SEPTA. We represent a gentleman who was on a SEPTA bus. And he became incoherent and unable to, he really became unable to do much of anything. He may have been under the influence of a medication that was affecting him in a way that made him really unable to function at all. He dropped his phone as he was exiting the bus, and the phone landed under the bus. He spent probably about 3 minutes, and that's a long time, trying to get off the bus and then trying to find his phone, which he was looking under the wheel, the rear wheels of the bus. The entire episode was caught on video, because I have to say that every single SEPTA bus has multiple cameras. And so SEPTA sent me the video, as they do on every one of these cases, and they said, we're not paying anything. Oh, let me say this. The SEPTA bus driver eventually pulls off, catching his arm under the rear wheels of the bus and crushing and breaking his arm. And SEPTA sends the video claiming this guy was high. He was out of his mind, and his own negligence is what led him to be under the bus and cause his own injury. I took a different tack on this. I took a different understanding. At this point, it's as if he's a child. The SEPTA bus driver is the one in control and can decide whether he leaves or doesn't leave. and whether he calls the police and or an ambulance at that point. And he does none of that. Eventually, and he comes out of the bus. The driver looks at the guy under the rear wheels, tries feebly to get him out from under there, is unsuccessful, gets back in the bus, and pulls off. And the injury occurs. I believed that SEPTA had an obligation not to move that bus 1 centimeter until they got a police officer and or an ambulance there and got this guy to safety. Eventually, the SEPTA bus driver was fired for the behavior, and SEPTA this week paid us $185,000 for our client that they originally said they were going to pay nothing. And frankly, I'm not sure, you know, SEPTA has an advantage in this regard. They have a cap on their damages of $250,000. The wheels on the bus can fall off, and the most they will have to pay any one person, no matter whether the injury leads to their death. It could lead to an amputation of an arm or a leg. The injury doesn't matter. Pennsylvania legislature has capped the damages of SEPTA at $250,000 per person. They know that, and they know that if they take their chance and go to trial and they lose entirely, the most they'll ever have to pay is $250,000, so they never pay $250,000. And in this case, through negotiations over a period of time and through a lot of litigation, they've agreed to pay $185,000 to this gentleman. And we're taking it because we know that we would spend $20,000 or $30,000 to go to trial, and the most that he could get would be another $50,000 or $60,000. And after you've paid the money for the experts to go to trial, it's not even that much. And they have people in this disadvantage. We need to increase these caps on damages. They were instituted more than 40 years ago. They are harshly unfair. Some would argue unconstitutional at this point. And there is a case going to the Supreme Court of Pennsylvania in September that will address this. And we're all hoping that they get the result they're looking for, which is an increase or an eradication of the cap, and force the legislature to go back and talk about new caps. The legislature has avoided this because they're scared to face this reality. So that is my story on the gentleman who I spoke to you all about earlier. The matter has been resolved. SEPTA has admitted responsibility, and they are going to pay him. And that's how this litigation works. Their first reaction is never, hey, we're responsible. Let's take care of this gentleman and let's pay him. It's always, we're not responsible. And sometimes they're right. Let's give SEPTA their due. Sometimes these videos show me that what my client claimed was the cause of his injury is not demonstrated by the video. You see the client, and this is where radio has a disadvantage. You see the client move ever so slightly left or right, and he's claiming all kinds of injuries that just aren't supported by the video evidence. And in those cases, we withdraw prosecution. We withdraw our claim when SEPTA has demonstrated that it's more likely than not that there's an exaggeration going on here, and that there's no injury that could have been caused by the actions of SEPTA in those cases. So with that, we wrap up the SEPTA claim, and I invite people, listen, if you've been involved in a SEPTA accident, we have an extensive amount of experience representing plaintiffs who have been injured in SEPTA claims. We welcome your calls, 215-227-2727, but I caution you that SEPTA's buses, trolleys, and trains have video documentation, and if your story doesn't match the video, there's going to be a problem. I tell that to every client when they get signed up, it doesn't always work. And then I get the video showing again that there was an accident or an incident, but very little you know, movement or very little interference with the clients on the bus or the travelers on the bus. So that's the SEPTA story for today. 215-227-2727.
That was a good one.
And he's sticking with it.
Yeah.
That's the story, and he's sticking with it.
I'm amazed that legislation hasn't changed yet after all these years.
I'm not amazed. I mean, look at the minimum.
With all the cases that have come through, though?
Yes, sir. Look at Pennsylvania's minimum wage. When was the last time that was updated? Pennsylvania is just a very behind state. They just don't progress.
Well, what happens is when you have a state where you've got Philadelphia, an advanced urban area, Pittsburgh, a pretty advanced urban area, and then you've got all these small hick towns in between. Yeah.
Are y'all making fun of those people?
No. Their needs or their desires
are different.
Yeah. Their cost of living is different.
Mm-hmm.
And so their representatives who represent them are doing their bidding.
Yeah, you're right. And if you've been out to the hinterlands of this state, which I went to every county, I had to. Yeah, what you're saying is very, very true. People have different lifestyles, ways of living. Different things mean different things to different people based on how they live.
All right, let's take some callers. Line one, Joseph.
Joseph. Hello?
Joe.
What Joe do you think it is?
No, it's Joseph. It's not
Joseph. Joseph.
Going once?
Joseph.
Going twice?
He said, as an attorney, how do you, Dean, view Donald Trump? Do you think he's smart? Well, I don't know how you define smart.
Define smart by, do you listen to your attorney when they're giving you counsel?
Okay, then he's very dumb.
There you go.
I mean, smart is a very difficult word to interpret. He was not smart in school.
Not at all.
Right. I mean, he bought his way into Penn, and from what I understand, did very poorly while a student. He's not smart in love. He's not
in business.
He's not. If four bankruptcies is that smart? See, somebody would say, "Hey, that's smart."
That's
smart. You get to build a casino and then rip everybody off,
which is what he did.
I don't know that. I wouldn't define that as smart.
Evil genius.
Okay.
Smart and manipulation, because that is manipulation.
He's a hell of a con man.
How he manipulates his base.
Yeah.
He's a grifter. He's a con man. He's real good.
Then he's real smart. Okay. If that's your definition of smart, how can I get over on you that he's real smart about that? So again, I don't know, if it's IQ, I don't think he's smart. But if it's, how to manipulate the system to my advantage, he's a genius.
That's what I'm saying.
He's a genius.
But I don't think at any given time he's the smartest guy in the room.
No,
but he thinks he is.
Yeah.
Right.
2-1, and that's another definition of smart. Like if you believe that you're smarter than anybody else and you close your ears and don't take their advice, that's showing that you're very ignorant.
Like Han Solo, delusions of grandeur.
Yeah. All right, let's talk to Lawrence on line two. Oh, Lawrence.
Hello.
Hey, how are you?
Hello.
Hi, Lawrence.
How are you?
I'm great. Turn your radio down and give us your story.
All right, Chief. All right. I got a bunch of things for different legal issues, but right now, one that's important to me, I do like stocks. I buy stocks on Stash App, Webull, SoFi App, Fidelity, and also with my bank. But all right, now, there's this one app called Stash App. 3 months ago, they locked me out of my account. And for no reason, they didn't give me any reason for that. Then they sold all my equities. And they haven't paid me back my money. My bank account is still connected to them. They've tried 4 times, they told me, to transfer my money. All of them failed. They told me they sent 3 checks, never received any. That's a lie. And then I also tried to do an ACAT transfer with my bank manager and my financial advisors from my bank, and they denied every single one of them. Now,
how much is 15, what's the 000. Amount in controversy?
15,000.
Okay.
They owe me.
Uh-huh. Now, I'm going to tell you that you're going to have to go to the website for that app and download the user agreement, because the question, how do you get the money back, if it involves litigation, that's going to be determined by the terms of your contract. And the terms of your contract with them are probably very onerous. These companies are sharp or smart or manipulative in the ways that they draft those agreements. And usually you have to you've given up the right to sue them. You have to do an arbitration. The terms of the arbitration are to the advantage of the Cash App. And you might have to use AAA arbitration to do it. There are terms, and you're going to be guided by those terms, and you need to know them like the back of your hand.
Oh, I have all my documentation. Plus, the thing is, it's all documented with my bank. This is my money.
Well, what are you saying?
I understand. Right. I understand that. And you want to get your money. And sometimes you have to sue somebody to get your money when they lie to you, cheat, and steal. And the terms of how you sue them are going to be contained in the user agreement. Right. And so you need to know the terms, because the next step is you've got to file something. You've got to file for an arbitration, perhaps. You've got to raise some sort of dispute with them under the terms to force them to pay you. Then eventually you need to get a judgment against them. And then the judgment needs to be collected. That's why dealing with these apps is so dangerous sometimes.
Right. And what if there's some ambiguity in the actual contract?
Well, any ambiguity will always be decided in the favor of Lawrence, because he didn't draft the contract. So if there's ambiguity, that could be to your advantage. You may need counsel to represent you on this, mm-hmm. but you're going to find it difficult to find counsel, because everything that you've told me means that there's a lot of work to be done to eventually turn this into a win for you. And you've only got 15 grand. And I mean, I say that because it's very easy to spend $15,000 in legal fees. You've only got 15 grand in an amount in controversy, and you're going to be paying a lawyer by the hour.
Can you add the legal fees into the suit itself?
Probably not. Under the American rule, winners don't get their legal fees. Mm. If you lived in England, you would be able to collect your legal fees if you won. In America, you don't, unless in the contract it says the winner gets to recover his or her costs and legal fees. I doubt in his contract it says that. So, you know, if you spend $10,000 in legal fees to collect $15,000, you're now, you know, pretty much not going to be a happy camper.
See, that's where they know this. Like, when I looked at the Better Business Bureau files, because when I filed against them on that, and the SEC and the FINRA, I'm not the only one.
Sure.
And when I see this, it's like, damn, I should have looked at all these other sites, because when you Google them, they're the greatest on Google. But anywhere else,
yeah.
Shit.
Yes.
They're garbage.
Yeah.
People are like, okay, I'm taking legal action. I'm taking legal action. But I'm like, okay, I'm going to take legal action. This one guy from, I think it was in Haifa, Israel. I'm like, dude, why are you calling me from Israel to do a case? And they're based in New York, New York. And then Apex Clearing is based in Dallas, Texas. You're calling from Israel.
Maybe.
Yeah, and I'm like, you're gonna charge me $1,500 to start my case. They're called payback.com. They're on Google too, and they were speaking perfect English. And I'm like, all right, like I know, and there's like four separate legal people calling me, because I spent online trying to find the right one, and I don't want to get ripped off. from a lawyer as well.
Right.
You know what I mean?
No. Now you have the right thinking. But you, you know, some would say that you've gotten away cheap. You've got a $15,000 lesson, and that is you need to check, double check, and triple check, and you need to understand that if you have a dispute with somebody you're dealing with online, you have a very high hill to climb if you want to bring them to justice if it doesn't work out the way you hope it does. Lawrence, I wish you the best of luck on that, but we're, you know, I would venture to guess you're not going to see that 15 grand. And if you do, you should be representing yourself. You should look at the contract terms. You sound like a smart guy, and you should probably file for an arbitration and see how that goes on your own behalf. And with that, I say have a great day, Lawrence. Folks, we'll be back. We have a quick break to take. If you've got a legal issue, 215-227-2727 is the number to call. I'm Dean Weitzman. If you have a history of using chemical hair straighteners and have been diagnosed with uterine or endometrial cancer, call My Philly Lawyer now at 215-227-2727. Frequent use of chemical hair relaxers can double the risk of uterine and endometrial cancer. If you've been affected, we will fight for you. Call 215-227-2727. My Philly Lawyer, when winning matters most.
When we say winning matters most, we mean it. My Philly Lawyer just helped secure an $80 million victory for a client suffering from a defective medical product. Whether it's a motor vehicle, workplace, or medical malpractice injury, My Philly Lawyer gets results.
If you've been injured and want aggressive, thoughtful, thorough representation, call My Philly Lawyer first.
Philly's legal champions. 215-227-2727. My Philly Lawyer. When winning matters most.
I grew up here, went to school here, raised my kids here. I know Philly, and Philly knows me. I started My Philly Lawyer because if you've been injured, your lawyer matters, and choosing someone local matters. It matters to the insurance company, it matters to the jury, and most importantly, your lawyer matters when it comes to getting results. If you've been injured, call us now, 215-227-2727. My Philly Lawyer, when winning matters most.
I'm Dean Weitzman. If you have a history of using chemical hair straighteners and have been diagnosed with uterine or endometrial cancer, call My Philly Lawyer now at 215-227-2727. Frequent use of chemical hair relaxers can double the risk of uterine and endometrial cancer. If you've been affected, we will fight for you. Call 215-227-2727. My Philly Lawyer, when winning matters most.
Need more legal answers? Here's more Court Radio with your host, Dean Weitzman.
Yes. You don't have a mic.
I'm sorry. Dean, you'll be happy to know.
Yes.
That Barbie has been dethroned.
Oh, really?
The Blue Beetle.
The Blue Beetle?
The Blue Beetle tactic?
Yeah, but it's still flopped. The Blue Beetle still flopped.
What's the Blue Beetle?
It's a movie.
It's a movie. It still flopped. It was supposed to be tracking towards $25 million. It really only made...
You know what else flopped?
10.
The Last Voyage of the Demeter. And I didn't think that was going to. That Dracula piece? Oh, well.
Dracula.
All right.
Bones blew up. Go ahead.
Let's get one more caller in. Line 5, Neil. Oh, Neil, welcome to Court Radio.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning to you. What's your question or comment?
My vehicle was set on fire. They caught the victim. They caught the people who set the vehicle on fire. And now the city is sending me checks for $5 whenever they want to.
The city?
How do I go back that?
Why is the city sending you checks? Yeah. Why is the city sending checks? What's the city got to do with it?
Well, the city is making them pay restitution.
Okay. So what's your question? How do I get my money quicker?
Correct, because $5 every other month or every 2 months is crazy for $12,000.
It is. You're right. And there's really no way. How do you get blood from a stone? If you've got a criminal who lit your car on fire, and I presume you did not have collision comprehensive, you didn't. The car was not insured. Your only way to get paid is, you know, and if there wasn't a criminal prosecution, you probably would never have gotten anything, even if you knew who did it, because you know, I get calls all week long on, hey, I have a property damage claim. My car was out front of my house. Somebody came along, smacked it. I got the video evidence from my Ring doorbell, and I want to get paid. And I say, okay, you can first find out who owns the vehicle, find out who was operating the vehicle, because the owner doesn't necessarily mean that he was the operator, and then sue them. And then you'll get a judgment, and then you'll have to try to collect that judgment. And if they have assets, you'll be good. And if they don't, you won't. In this case, you have this criminal who lit your car on fire. If they have assets, if they own a house, that's free and clear without a mortgage, then you could, get a judgment against them, and then you could enforce that judgment by selling their home. What do you think, Neil, the chances are that that's the case in here?
My question is, when you're convicted and you have restitution, is there terms in that judgment as far as how much they're supposed to pay?
Yes, and in this case, I presume it's $5 a week because the guy's probably unemployed, maybe never been employed. If the terms are $5 a week, then he's adhering to the terms and you're not going to get more than that. The city is your collection agency, but they're not going to pay you out of their own pocket. They're waiting for him to send the money. You may be one of many people whose cars he burned, and he might be paying $50 a week, and it might be getting split up amongst a whole bunch of people. I don't know that, but I know that you're probably in a bad way, and I don't know there's an answer that's going to make you happy today on Court Radio.
Yeah, they didn't put in stipulations that they had to pay $5 a week. That's basically what they were sending at first. And then, you know, it increased because they said that they have to get employment and stay gainfully employed while they're on probation.
And that's sometimes the best hook you have as a victim is getting the city to prosecute a case and being on the hook for restitution, because if he doesn't meet the terms of his restitution, he goes to jail. So that's a pretty big hook. On the civil justice side, you know, if he doesn't own anything, then there's really no hook. And so whatever you end up getting is probably more than you would have if you had done this on your own, unfortunately.
Okay. Let me ask you this. Do you see it the way I see it? This is being victimized twice?
I think to some extent, yes, I can feel your pain. I guess part of me wants to know, if this car was that important, why didn't you have comp and collision on it? Because your own insurance would have paid it. You know, you don't have comp and collision on a car, folks, that you don't care if you lose, and that you have the funds to replace. Or if the comp and collision is so expensive that, you know, a couple few years of paying it would have just replaced your car. Okay, then I understand it. But if $12,000 for this car is important, then you should have comp and collision on it, and then your insurance would have paid you, and your insurance company would be getting paid $5 a week.
Right, and I was getting the insurance because I had just got the vehicle. So the vehicle was parked and
this happened.
They set it on fire.
I get you. And it sounds like you understand that, you know, having insurance would have been a better way to handle this. Folks, we're just about out of time. I want to just say I appreciate my callers. You're a big part of the Court Radio family. And we will see you next week, same time, same place.